This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, April the 8th. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, back from a trip that was really, in a way, not a game changer, but certainly a great way for me to spend a few days of my life in a country that I think is a fabulous place to go. If you haven't ever been to Ireland, pretty easy to get there from America. They love America. Love, not like, they love Americans because they think you are them. And vice versa, in a sense. Right, Victoria, in a sense? How many people of
Say
Irish
that again?
Descent? They think that Americans are Irish and that the Irish, there's an American-Irish connection. Perhaps that's a better way of me putting it.
Oh, yeah.
That is unlike probably any other connection with any other country that we have. I think
yeah.
That's a safe bet.
Well, I think the Irish are very open to Americans because every single time an American lands in Ireland, they act like they are like they've landed and they're drinking out of the Holy Grail. So it's kind of hard to not like people who love you so much, even though they've never even met you.
Very
and they've
warm
never been to the
Americans.
Country before.
Very
and yeah.
Warm. Yeah.
So
very
it's it is a nice relationship that we share.
All right, so Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria, what do we have as a leadoff?
Well, let's talk about the ACM Awards. They were last night, the Academy of Country Music Awards. It was Reba McEntire's 16th or 17th
Love her,
time
man.
Hosting.
She's fabuloso.
She declared that the show should be renamed Dan and Shay's Excellent Adventure because country duo Dan and Shay continued their career-making year, and they won 3 awards, the most of any act, and, of course, it kind of became the night's running joke. And Dan Smyers and Shay Mooney, or Dan and Shay, they apparently were very overwhelmed and just thanked everybody who'd ever helped their career along the way. And so they did really well last night. Kacey Musgraves continued her winning streak with Golden Hour, which also won her 4 Grammys back in February, including Album of the Year. She won the ACM Album and Female Artist of the Year. Although she didn't give a performance, which I think some people kind of thought was odd that she wasn't asked to perform, even though she won some big awards. But so she is continuing to do well. And Keith Urban triumphed in the coveted Entertainer of the Year category. And this is one that kind of eludes him a bit. He's always nominated, but it kind of always goes to Blake Shelton in the past. And so it was a really good moment for Keith Urban. He emotionally thanked his wife, Nicole Kidman, who was also in the audience, and their 2 daughters. And so it seems like it was a fun night had by all. Of course, everyone always wants to know if Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton will run into each other. Miranda, I don't think that happened. Miranda walked the red carpet for the first time with her new husband, who is the NYPD cop that she met outside of the Good Morning America studios. So that caused a little bit of kerfluffle on the red carpet, if you will. And it looks like Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton were there together as well and having a good time. And so I guess no real controversy, just a lot of performances and a lot of collaborations. They always like to sort of mix it up and put people together that you wouldn't necessarily hear together.
Yeah. Are there people in the news? I love Reba McEntire. Anything she does, I'm all for watching it, being around it. I think she's one of the great personalities in America today, and she's so positive, she's so friendly, she's fun, she's smart, she's kind of got it all, and she's very unassuming. Having met her and had dinner with her, she's just very, her favorite place to shop is Target.
Well, I think that relatability is one of the things that people just
Why
love about
people
her.
Like her. Absolutely.
She's very authentic in who
Absolutely.
She is.
Speaking of authentic, the opposite of authentic is R. Kelly, who is in the news today because he apparently had a concert in Illinois over the weekend. He sang for 28 seconds, and people had to pay $100 to get in.
And who would pay $100 to see
and now
him?
You got to have rocks in your head.
Who would
to
do
see?
That?
I don't know, but that's what happened.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Charlize Theron says she is shockingly single. So this is there's a new movie out called Long Shot. She plays the president, if I'm not mistaken. She's Secretary of State, and then she becomes the president. I don't know. I think it's something like that. I saw the preview, and she's with Seth Rogen. They were at the CinemaCon Awards last week in Las Vegas. They received the Comedy Star of the Year Award. She was on the red carpet. She opened up about her relationship status, made a statement that has practically broken the Internet. She told reporters, quote, "I've been single for 10 years. It's not a long shot. Somebody just needs to grow a pair and step up. I'm shockingly available." She said she's been out there looking. That's what Seth said. She said, "I've made it very clear." She and her partner, Stuart Townsend, dated from 2002 to 2010. She dated Sean Penn in 2013. They were engaged for 5 minutes in 2014. And that was it. So since then,
she dumped him. That was kind of a controversial ending to their relationship because apparently she just stopped talking to him. She ghosted him. So I'm not sure. But
had that experience.
It's so funny because Lewis and I were talking about this over the weekend. This was such a big story that just went to all the gossip sites. It was all over Twitter and Instagram. And I wonder if guys will actually take a shot and just walk up to her now, or if she's on a plane, is a guy just going to go and say, "Here's my number"? Like, I wonder if she's inviting, if she knows what she's saying, because there are a lot of guys out there who will take a chance now and just ask her out.
Of course. Step right up. Why not? Maybe that's a good way of going through the motions or going through the whatever the process is. Dating today, no matter what your age, is a very dicey prospect. It's people look at all of these things all over the place, but there's no privacy. It's just she's quite attractive. She smokes though too much, and I think that would be a distraction for some people, and you know that I think gets in the way of a lot of relationships. But she's a lot of people think she's very attractive. She's too skinny. She needs a hamburger. Whatever. But that movie looks like it'd be a good movie, actually. I don't like Seth Rogen at all, but it does look like it'd be kind of a fun movie. She's needing, the subplot here is that she needs a speechwriter. She went to school with him, at least in the movie. She go, and they see each other and recognize each other and then become a couple. And it's a silly, fun story, looks like, anyway. Good way to spend some time. 14 after the hour, like spending time with us every day here on the DJV program. If you have coffee stains, red wine stains, like Charlize Theron, you got cigarette smoke on your teeth, that's not going to make you look any more attractive. You want a way that is absolutely risk-free to solve the problem of stains on your teeth. And thus make you more confident. So you can ask Charlize Theron out on a date if you want to, or you can go apply for that job and present yourself at your very best. Power Swabs has become the world's most advanced teeth whitening system because it transforms your smile, your whiteness, if you will, in 5-minute increments. You put this stuff on. You take the tube that you get when you order it at 800-208-1797. You snap it open. There's a Q-tip in there with the product, which is an all-natural tooth detergent whitening agent. Take that, swab it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later you'll see the whitening begins. And then you repeat that every 5, 6, 7 days, 5 minutes, and another degree of brightness shows up. It just keeps coming and keeps making your teeth better. Use Power Swabs. Once you get on to the routine, once you have the habit, you won't think twice about using it and cracking that smile. So you have to give up coffee or tea or wine. You ought to give up smoking. But help yourself to better, whiter teeth with Power Swabs. It's so fast, so easy, approved by dentists and hygienists all across the country. Simple, very simple to get Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 for whiter, brighter teeth. 800-208-1797 and inexpensive. Can't get them in stores, can't get it online. You got to call this number and say you're listening to the DJV program, and you get power swabs at 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797. Again, may I help you out? Call this number, get whiter teeth, save 50% on the cost of power swabs at 800-208-1797.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
So we are going to start popping our popcorn kind of the traditional way.
And we'll use less canola oil than you might expect.
Typical recipes call for a little over a quarter cup.
Mayo Clinic chef Jen Welper says you can eliminate half that oil and the calories that come with it.
As long as you're kind of shaking the pan enough, you can usually get away with like a tablespoon or two of oil.
After shaking and popping, Welper is spraying.
What we're trying to do is get the seasoning to stick.
This recipe has onion and garlic powders, smoky paprika, cayenne pepper, and kosher salt. Our chef uses an oil mister to get the seasonings to stick, but you could simply drizzle on the canola oil.
You can use a better fat than the saturated fat of butter.
You won't need the butter when you've got seasonings like smoky barbecue or Parmesan fresh thyme.
You gotta be a little creative.
Done right, popcorn can be a high-fiber snack with a lot of flavor and fewer calories. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Other people and names in the news here on the DJV program. Former President George H.W. Bush has been honored with a new stamp. It's a forever stamp, a commemorative stamp. It features a portrait of him painted by Michael Daes, D-E-A-S, I don't know him. The first day of issue ceremony will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library in June. It'll be on the president's birthday, June 12th. And so this would be, I think this is appropriate. He was a big advocate for public service. He was actually quite a wonderful guy. He was a good president. I didn't vote for him the second time because of the tax thing. But he was big on volunteerism. His wife was great. I remember the 1,000 Points of Light. Remember that? That was big. That was a public service campaign that was, I thought, quite well handled, matter of fact. So the stamps being issued is a forever stamp, which will always be equal in value to whatever first-class mail is, 1 ounce price. So what is it now, 50 cents? You pay 50 cents for now when it goes.
I actually have no idea. I'm afraid of the post office, so I have no idea.
I don't know if afraid is the right word, but it's just so poorly run.
It's so confusing. I just find the oldest person there, and I ask them, because the only senior citizens know how it works, so that's what I do.
Well, I've told many times the story. The Santa Monica post office is like a Bar Wars scene. And everybody in there, they can't speak English. It's just ridiculous. And it's not prejudicial. I'm just telling you, it's ridiculous. You got every Chinese guy in town and Hispanic, and they don't even try to speak English. It's ridiculous. Anyway, these stamps, you can order them at the website, USPS.com, I think it is, USPS.com, for the George Bush Forever Stamp, which sounds like a good deal. 21 after on the DJV show.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Accepted music of Beyonce. Seems Beyonce has been busy as usual. She's going to be at Coachella last year, right? And from that is a concert film called Homecoming that's going to be on Netflix, premiering on the 17th of this month in the lull between Coachella's 2019 first and second weekends. Good timing for that. Netflix is teasing Homecoming, which is sort of a nod to the collegiate undertones of the performances in Coachella, including Beyonce's sorority outfit and a full marching band. The trending info on the Netflix, a lot of social media as well, Netflix site, started yesterday. Beyonce threw her Be Good?
Be Good. Yep, Be Good.
Her initiative, Be Good, announced the Homecoming Scholars Award Program. The film on Netflix will feature her performance, which live-streamed, as well as some unseen footage from it. The headlining set a year in the making after Beyonce postponed her 2017 Coachella gig. You know, she was pregnant. I remember that like it was yesterday. It was 2 years ago.
Good God.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's wild. Her twins are like in college now.
Yeah. All right, next up, musically, at 25 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I have the music of ABBA here. Or Bjorn Ulvaeus, is that how you pronounce his name?
This is your group, so I have no idea.
Yeah. I just call him Bjorn. From ABBA. Says fans can expect a new song this fall from the pop group that has been the most most profitable business Sweden has had for 30-some-odd years.
Except for IKEA. It's ABBA and IKEA.
Yeah, I guess it's, yeah, okay. ABBA and IKEA.
The two biggest exports.
Yep. The band says that the members reunited to plan a virtual tour featuring digital avatars, and that one of the two new songs entitled I Still Have Faith in You, according to Bjorn, quote, it takes an extremely long time to make the videos with the avatars of the group members. It's been delayed for too long. Remember back in 1974 when ABBA won Eurovision, the first of the big song programs. The song was Waterloo, and they had tons of big hits. Dancing Queen, and they split up in 82. The movie.
I never knew
Mama
they were
Mia.
In Eurovision or that they won it, and that's how the world discovered ABBA.
That's how they started.
Neither, okay, neither did I. I was like, maybe I missed something obvious, because when I watch Eurovision, I mean, it's pretty much just for a laugh because everybody's so crazy and ridiculous. And I mean, ABBA fits into that, but I had no idea.
Back then, it was probably maybe more serious.
Yeah, this is a great. And the Cher cover album of ABBA's songs also is fabulous. So both of those things be worthwhile if you're looking for something fun to listen to. Because the music is fun. And who doesn't like good, fun music? All right, let's move away from the fun. Slash, or his ex-wife is in the news anyway. Iconic items from his time in Guns N' Roses, including his top hat, his coffin-shaped guitar case, and his 1988 MTV Video Music Award for Best New Artist, all going to the highest bidder as part of an uncoupling auction following his split from his wife. Her name is Perla Hudson. The auction house is holding the sale next month. Some of the most personal and unique items from their estate. They lived together for 14 years. Some things from Slash's career as well. Portion
this must
of protein.
Be like, I was just going to say, this is going. This must be a very contentious divorce.
I would say.
I can't even believe some of the stuff. And yes, like you were just going to say, some of the proceeds will go to the Youth Emerging Stronger organization, which is great. But some of the stuff she's getting rid of is so personal from their wedding and
wardrobe stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Sequin hats. Oh yeah. All right. So that's it. If you're a Slash fan, you can get some of this stuff online, I guess, or at the auction. 28 after the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces the resignation of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The president tweeting yesterday that current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAllenan will be stepping in effective Friday. Nielsen served since the end of 2017. Numerous reports say she has not left on her own, but was pressured to do so by President Trump. Three predominantly black churches burn in less than 2 weeks near Baton Rouge, and now the FBI is investigating.
We believe that the three fires obviously are not coincidental. They are related.
That's Louisiana State Fire Marshal Butch Browning. The most recent of the fires at the Baptist churches was last Thursday. Last night, Keith Urban was crowned the 2019 Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen stepping into the news about Department of Homeland Security, a lady who was the Secretary of DHS, Kirstjen Nielsen, is now gone, and the fellow who's going to replace him is the Commissioner of Customs, Kevin McAlien, is that how you pronounce his name?
McAlien. I don't know. Jen was struggling with it, too. There are a lot of vowels in there.
McAlien,
not sure.
Whoever it is. He is a vocal defender of the border protection officers using tear gas on migrants. That doesn't go over too well with a lot of people. I don't know. I just, this whole business.
If I were even nominated for any of these positions right now, I would absolutely say no, because look what it does to your career. Kirsten Nielsen, her career is done. She is forever tied to the disaster at the border. And now that she's been ousted from her position, was it 6 months? How long was she even in that position? I don't think it was more than a year, right?
Listen, anybody connected to this, it's a thankless job.
It's career suicide at this point.
All of this stuff. Now, in a sort of related matter, the Department of Justice has said it wants to have a couple of years to reunite families that have been separated at the border. Identifying them, there are thousands of them that are separated from their families. You know how much it's going to cost the taxpayer?
What parents don't want to be with their children for another 2 years? It's crazy.
Well, but the whole business is we haven't handled it well. The Mexicans haven't handled this well.
No, they haven't.
It's becoming very obvious that these people are not our friends. They may claim that they are, but they aren't. You want to be friends with us, then you handle it. You're part of the problem. Not the whole problem, but certainly part of the problem. And nobody's working to solve the problem. We're just throwing insults at each other.
Well, the new president does seem to be... I think that there is a little bit of hope with the new president of Mexico. While you were gone last week, I'm sure it didn't make headlines in Ireland, but he did say that he has... I don't know if he's had phone calls with President Trump, but there's definitely a move to get a hold of looking at paperwork in Mexico before anybody even gets through the country. And that's a huge part of the problem with the caravans and everything else that have just, under the last regime.
Before they come into southern Mexico, they'll be scrutinized. Well, that's about time that took place.
Right. And that's only just this new president of Mexico. Now, we heard the old president of Mexico, El Chapo, gave him, $100 million in bribes? So hopefully the new guy he certainly campaigned against corruption and things like that. So, good luck to him. And I hope that he is willing to make a real move and not just say, not just a soundbite, but actually, get stuff accomplished.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. All right, let's see what's going on here in one of the other areas that apparently last week there was a number of fires at black churches in Louisiana. Mm.
Yeah.
So tell me, update me on that, because I didn't see that in the headlines as well. Will you, Victoria?
Well, I actually didn't even know about it until over the weekend I started reading. And this, I guess, is now making national news because the FBI is going to investigate. It's a string of fires that happened at historically black churches in Louisiana. Three churches in the same parish have been burned since March 26th. And then most recently was last Thursday morning, a Mount Pleasant Baptist Church caught fire. The fire marshal, which is kind of interesting, the fire marshal said that they can't really be ruled as hate crimes yet, but that churches are often targets of arsonists because arsonists don't like to kill people. They just like to burn things. And so that church... I know, right? That churches are often unoccupied and that's why arsonists target them. There's actually a string of arson that was happening in Westchester County in New York recently. Mm. One was an historic home, and two buildings were churches, and the same thing, and it looks like it's the same person doing it. They were all unoccupied, so no one was killed, but then these historic buildings have been burned to the ground.
I love life. I love the opportunities that life has given to me and to people that I know and love. I don't understand how people get this angry.
Angry. It's not just anger.
Well, it's maybe that, but mental illness comes from anger often. Maybe it's a two-way street. The business.
I think arsonists are born that way. I think you're born with a mental illness.
But it's deeper than that, Victoria. This hatred that people have for those who are different than they are. And I make reference once again to my experience in Belfast over the weekend and in Derry, Londonderry, where that was prime, zone zero or location. That was where the trouble was in Northern Ireland, the religious wars between the Catholics and the Protestants. And even though it's been settled politically, it's not settled in terms of the religious differences and the blame and the forgiveness and what ought to be, it seems to me. I think I'm a pretty reasonable person most of the time in trying to fix problems, whether they're personal or whether they are business related or they're just stuff like this that, you know, you wonder what it is that people find. Why do you not like black people? Why do you not like Catholics if you're a Protestant? You know, why is there, if you're not gay and you don't like gay people? I noticed this guy, Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, the fellow who's running for president.
Buttigieg?
I've also heard Buttigieg. I don't know.
Buttigieg? Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't think that's
how
it,
Michael
right?
Harrison says it, Buttigieg.
Buttigieg,
and he's a big fan, so I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this guy, who is from South Bend, Indiana, 37 years old, says that his marriage to another man has moved him closer to God. He was speaking at a brunch yesterday, the LGBTQ Victory Fund. He says marrying this fellow, who is a humanities teacher, has made him a better human being. Of course, if you love somebody and they love you, how can... That's how I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. I have so much to be thankful for, and most of us, if we really get down to it, have more to be thankful for than not.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you focus on the stuff that's bad instead of the stuff that's good? You know, we have to talk about bad stuff from time to time. But I had this conversation with some of my friends as we were traveling around Ireland. I went with a group of talk people, and we were talking about how negative a lot of talk radio is and how all of us seem to feel the same about content. And that's not to pursue all this negative stuff. You're right, I'm wrong, or I'm right, you're wrong, and you can't give in, and all, and that's crap. It doesn't get you any place. So, anyway, I find this frustrating, I find it sad, I find it annoying, frankly, to have, because all it does is, you'll pardon the pun, it just fuels the flames of this anger more on both sides. But it has been going on. It's amazing. If you look back, again, a lot of the stuff in Belfast, a lot of the stuff in Northern Ireland is equated to our civil rights movement because it happened about the same time. Martin Luther King's picture is all over Londonderry, and the struggle for equality in Ireland, the religious equality that they were looking for, was equated to Martin Luther King and his work in America at the same time. And there are a lot of similarities, frankly. And it goes back to what I just said about prejudice, is not understanding why it is that people don't like somebody, because unless you know someone, there's a difference. You can know somebody and then not like them. But to not like somebody you don't even know, what's that all about? It's
fear of the unknown. It applies to so many different things. Fear of the unknown, that's the thing with ignorance. But when people are exposed to more things, you know, when you, what's the saying? If you know more, you can do better. It's, you know, information is, and knowledge is power, and that changes so much. And that's why the generation after all the fighting in the North, that generation of kids grew up with peace on the brain. That was something that was concerted effort. So there's an entire generation that doesn't really know.
Oh, yeah.
They know the stories, of course.
The millennials will fix the problem. But in the meantime, the old-timers who are there will not give in. They will not give back. They will not forgive. We will never forget. All that stuff. That's nonsense.
You know, they've got...
I get it.
They have the real reason.
Yeah.
You know, there's a new Netflix documentary on the killing of one of the biggest Irish bands, musicians. They were called kind of the Irish Beatles, and it's a really great documentary. They were called the Miami Show Band, and essentially it went all the way up to Margaret Thatcher. Their attempted murder, luckily three of the band members survived. They weren't supposed to, but it goes all the way up to British Parliament, and Margaret Thatcher knew. They just treated the Irish as discards. That's all the Irish have ever been to the British, and it's still that way.
Well, that's the issue that they talk about. there. And
they are a disposable race to the Brits.
On it goes. On it goes. But why do we have these feelings? Here's a question about your energy quotient. How are you doing today when you get up? You feel good, full of energy, ready to go, raring, or are you struggling? Whether it's working out, you still haven't had a good time since last January, working out or losing weight or whatever it is. You want to increase your drive, increase your performance. Here's the solution. You get older, you learn that it gets harder to stay in shape. And so if you want to keep up with your daily routine, here's the way to do it. There's a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, NuGenix. You'll feel better right away, whether or not it's being able to focus at work, feeling exhausted in the gym, not performing the way you used to in the old Sakaruni. NuGenix will help you out. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. NuGenix maximizes your energy, increases lean muscle mass, and boosts your libido. Overall wellness will be restored. Revive your confidence and boost your energy with NuGenix. Get a complimentary bottle. Yep, 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 it's free. A free bottle. You love these deals, right? Free bottle of the award-winning NuGenix. Text FORCE to 321-321. I actually figured out how to do this, Victoria. I can now text to 321-321. I can use FORCE. Be on your way. Confidence. All you have to do is text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. It's simple. Get a free bottle of NuGenix by texting FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why do I recognize this song?
This was a massive hit for Wilson Phillips.
Oh. What movie is it from?
Bridesmaids.
Melissa McCarthy was in that, right?
She was, yep. Very funny in that.
I didn't used to like her, but I do now.
I loved her in that movie, the one you said was good. She was nominated for the Oscar.
Oh, the one last year about the writer?
Yeah, where she was the literary... Yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah, we love that.
It is a good movie. Yeah, and it's so... It's she was cast against type in that movie because there's nothing funny about
it. She was excellent in it.
Yeah, she was. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, going over the movies that did well over the weekend. Chuck, I wasn't here on Friday, so what were your predictions for the weekend? What were you thinking was going to do number one box office business?
I thought Shazam would be number one, and it was. I went to see it on Thursday night. I talked about it on the air Friday. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun family superhero movie and a good entry in the overall canon of superhero movies over at DC Warner Brothers. It's apparent word of mouth is actually pretty good because of the tracking. The final box office beat the tracking, wound up doing about almost $54 million here domestically, which is a very solid number for somewhat obscure superhero that most people have never heard of, other than if they read comic books.
All right. I was looking, we were talking with the music from that movie Melissa McCarthy was in about her changing sort of her M.O., I noticed that she and Octavia Spencer are going to join forces for a Netflix comedy entitled Thunder Force, written by McCarthy's husband, Ben Falcone. It'll not be R-rated, so it appeals to a broader audience, focusing
and
on
that is, that, is, that, I believe, is in the superhero genre. Also.
Yeah, it's a superhero movie. Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of the superhero movie, Doug.
Apparently.
Big paychecks, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. I heard they're going to do a biopic on your life, and it's going to be in the superhero category, so it's good for you.
What's the name of the movie? Have you heard the name?
No, not yet. It's untitled.
Fantastic.
I give a lot of thought to that.
Right. So apparently Melissa McCarthy is going to be in a gangster movie as a wife. The movie's called The Kitchen. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. What have you heard?
An interesting combination, because the two of them are well thought of. Both she, McCarthy, and Spencer, I think, do fabulous work, and be interesting to see how they collaborate together, don't you think?
I do. And actually, Octavia Spencer's in this horror movie coming out in June as a prime release date. It's called Ma. I don't know if you saw the trailer.
No.
Pretty wild-looking movie. It appears they've given her a nice paycheck to do it, and she looks like she really brings the A-game. I think this is going to be a hit. Watch the trailer. It's called Ma.
I thought the best movie I'd ever seen her in was about the three black women at NASA. I thought she was good in that. Right after that, she was in some Christian movie playing God. Did you see that? I forget the name of it. Was. Yeah, that was pretty. I don't normally like those movies because they're too preachy. There's one out right now that looks ridiculous, but that was a good movie for a preachy movie.
The one
movie.
Out now is called Unplanned.
Yeah, it's about getting pregnant, what you do with a baby and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's
Can't we just have some entertainment?
I knew you'd be first in line for that one.
Oh,
a lot of people feel strongly about it. I don't see anything entertaining about it. All right, so, Chucker, box office totals for the weekend, how'd they shake out?
Well, number one, as I said, Shazam, $53 million. Place number one, Pet Sematary, a new remake of the Stephen King horror novel. I think pretty solid number, $25 million. Reviews, for the most part, positive, though, although from what I read, word of mouth among the general audience, somewhat split. I didn't see it yet. I'll let you know what I think of it this week. Disney's Dumbo, directed by Tim Burton, 60% drop-off week to week from its number one spot last week. I don't get it. I thought this movie was a beautiful film. I thought it was one of the better entries
I'm
Tim
go
Burton
see it.
Directed in quite some time. So I really liked it. $18 million, $76 million in 2 weeks of release. The horror film Us, doing very well, 13.8. $153 million in 3 weeks release.
Wait, that
looks
awful.
$20 million budget.
Awful.
I was somewhat disappointed in it. And Captain Marvel really doing well, 12.6, $374 million in 5 weeks release. Brie Larson and Captain Marvel will appear in the next Avenger movie with his theaters in April.
Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.